Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Figures that Pittsburgh lost during their careers. Roberto Clemente, obviously, right there on that list. Bob Moose of the Pirates pitched a no-hitter against the Mets. Michelle Briere, a terrific young rookie for the Penguins. 1971, was only 21 years old. His jersey hangs, only one of two that the Penguins have retired, along with number 66. There's been others, obviously, from Herb Brooks to Bob Johnson to Baz Bastien. Just getting your thoughts on this and reflections, starting with Wayne. Hi, Wayne. How are you?
I'm good. Hey, on that New Year's Eve, I remember coming home from a party, setting my alarm so I wouldn't miss brunch the next day. Heard it on the clock radio, put the TV on because I couldn't believe what I heard. It was amazing. But the story I really wanted to tell you was about Bob Moose. He and Richie Hebner were in the Marine Reserve unit when I was there, and we were at an overnight maneuvers one evening, and first of all, Hebner had everybody laughing for 2 hours around a campfire at night.
Very funny man. I know Rich. I know Rich pretty well. At least I knew him back in the day. Pretty funny
man. He was hilarious. And then we're on the firing range the next day, and I was in the station right next to Moose, and he's shooting all over the hillside. And one of the instructors came over and says, "What the hell are you doing, Moose? And why do you have the rifle on your left shoulder?" He said, "I'm pitching tomorrow. Ain't no effing way I'm putting it on my right shoulder."
All right. Thanks for sharing, Wayne. Let's go to Bob is on the fan. Hi, Bob.
Hey, thanks for taking my call on. And I apologize. I didn't catch the whole thing that as far as being Pittsburgh, people had passed away. And what was on my mind was Owen Hart, who tragically fell to his death during a match years ago. And Dorn, I guess he was supposed to be harnessed and dropped into the ring, and thought he was harnessed and took a step forward and fell, I guess, about 30-something
now,
feet.
Now, I'm going to plead ignorance here, Bob. I grew up. I have no idea who you're talking about.
He was the Hart family, Owen Hart, Bret Hart, Stu Hart. They was a big wrestling family. And but anyway, I apologize if I didn't
that's okay. I mean, I just never heard of him. I was never that much of a wrestling fan beyond Bruno Sammartino, so I can't remember. I don't have any insight into that one. I'm sorry for that. Archie in Greensburg. Hey, Arch, how are you?
Good, Ron. How are you today?
I'm doing well. Thanks for calling.
Yeah. Hey, I remember on that New Year's morning getting up and turning on the TV. I always enjoyed and still do, the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade and the New Year's Day Parade. I turned it on, the TV on, for that specific purpose, and it came across that Roberto had died in that, and I was despondent the rest of the day.
You and all of Pittsburgh, Archie, no question, you and all of Pittsburgh, as I said, I was 16 years old, and I remember, I can close my eyes and see my bedroom where my stereo was next to me rolling over and hearing that. It's still almost surreal. I still can't believe it. Let's go to Jack. He's up. Hey, Jack, how are you?
Hey, Ron, how are you?
Good, man.
Hey, so back in the 70s, I grew up in Scott Township, and I was a paper boy on Orchard Spring and Stancy. And for years, I was Dave Burrows. He lived in his small ranch house on Orchard Spring, but in the summer, it was empty. And then that October, Whitey, the distribution manager, came and told me that Roberto Clemente was moving in, and I would be the paper boy. So excited. I was like 9, 10 years old. And on that New Year's Day, I just remember waking up and hearing the news and staring out the window. And basically just crying my eyes out. And later that year, the Vera and the kids, Ricky and Luis and Roberto, did move in, and they were there all summer, and it was a joy to meet them. But it was one of those, like, so close to meeting your idol, and so far.
Didn't you say you got to meet him, though?
I did not meet him, no.
I thought you said you had a chance to meet him, but you met his wife.
No, no, no. He would have moved in February, and he passed away.
Okay. And now, you met his wife and sons, though?
I met Vera, and I went to a birthday party for Ricky, and was their paperboy that summer, but never got a chance to meet Roberto as he passed on that day. They moved in a few months later. They still moved into the house after he passed away.
Like you said, so close, but yet so far. Let's go to Howard. Hey, Howard, welcome to the show.
Hey, Ron, how you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, two things. One, I was only 8 years old when Roberto Clemente died, and I came downstairs. My dad said, hey, your buddy passed away. And when you're 8 years old, you're thinking, what? I mean, this guy's lived forever. I mean, he's a professional athlete. So that was an eye-opener for me in terms of how life has quickly gone by.
Yeah, but it is. And issue. I mean, I think that's – we all look at that. How can this Tyler Skaggs, 27-year-old pitcher, pitches five, six innings on Saturday, dies on Monday morning? It's almost hard to come to grips with. You think athletes are in the best shape possible. They're indestructible. None of us, brother, are indestructible, though. You know that. None of us are.
Yeah. The other one was Gabe Rivera. I was at IUP in a phys ed class. We taught health phys ed, and one guy came in our class who was shot in Vietnam. He was paralyzed, and he was in the same hospital with Gabe Rivera. And we asked him about this. This is 1983 or 84.
83
and,
was Rivera's rookie year. I talked about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, and he said Gabe had a – most people have a hard time with being paralyzed, but he really had a hard time, because think about it. You're a number one draft pick for the Pittsburgh Steelers coming off all the Super Bowl years, and now all of a sudden you can't walk.
Yeah,
he had a really difficult time with that.
Anybody would have a difficult time with that. I remember talking to Gabe. I did a couple stories on him after that whole incident. And thank you for your call, Howard, where he talked about how he was despondent and how, you know, it's such a change in your life that it's hard to come to grips with. But I think he finally got his arms wrapped around it, if you will, and tried to use it as a positive. He helped a lot of younger people, helped some people in similar situations, and sadly died last summer at the age of 57. Always was fun to talk to him. He was almost a bigger than life guy when he came here, because it was the natural comparisons to Joe Green. Because Joe Green came from where? North Texas State, number one pick. They built a franchise dynasty around him, and there was some speculation that maybe they could do this with Rivera, Senior Sack. And he had been out drinking in Babcock Boulevard, and I guess came up over a hill and didn't have a seatbelt on and got thrown out the back of his car and was paralyzed for the rest of his life. It was one of my first assignments at the Pittsburgh Press and one of the saddest that I ever worked on. All right, still time to take your phone calls. We're talking about Pittsburgh athletes who died way too young, Pittsburgh administrators, coaches, managers, GMs who died way too young, way too soon. 412-928-9370 is the number to reach me. I want to remind you that the Fan Morning Show Porch Tour is ready to come to your house. Register at 937thefan.com now to have the Morning Show guys broadcast from your house. They'll bring the food and drinks for you and your friends. The remaining dates are July 26th and August 16th. It's brought to you by Gutter Helmet, Old Smoky, Iron City, Fanatic Impressions, Permane Brothers, and J&D Waterproofing. I'll be right back in a flash. I'm Ron Cook.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.